Grace be unto you, peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends and fellow redeemed in Christ, as we know, the second psalm is the first messianic psalm among several other psalms. This is a royal psalm originally composed for the coronation of Davidic kings in light of the Lord's covenant with David, that is Psalm of the Kings, with the messianic meaning. It proclaims the blessings of all who acknowledge the Lordship of God and the anointed and take refuge in him. These messianic psalms are quoted, as we know, and referred to in the New Testament passages where they are applied to Christ as the great son of David and God's anointed. That is to say, Jesus as the Messiah, whom we praise and meditate during this Easter season. Second Psalm tells us God alone is the true Lord. And the true Master who is governing the entire world. This is a very important point. The entire world. First three verses show the kings on earth acting against the anointed kings, dreaming about something new and revolutionary, vainly challenging the true God. And then verse 4 and 6, God, the heavenly king, laughed at them, for he alone has the power and authority to establish the true kingdom. The next few verses, 7 to 8, God establishes the true king in Zion by declaring, "You are my son, and today I've begotten you." The king as God's son. This is an important statement, is related to high tasks of the king, God's chosen servant in the high level. The king does not become God, of course, but carries out the God-given task as the highest instrument to fulfill the will of God. This point is quoted to prove Jesus as God's son, the Messiah, in Matthew chapter 3, Mark 1, Luke chapter 3, and other places. In Psalm 2, verse 8, it is clearly stated that God's might and authority extend not just to one or two places, but intends to be over the whole world. Behind all the kings of Israel, there is God whom to worship. Fear, love, and honor and trust. He governs and rules all kings and rulers on earth. This thought resonates the words of Dr. Martin Luther when he said, "We should fear, love, and trust in God before all things." Second Psalm with messianic significance means to us today, with many challenging thoughts and lessons, as we confront new contexts of life with deep confusion and perplexity, in fact, rebelling against God himself. Nowadays, we frequently hear the puzzling expressions, war or from God, war of God. That is to say, a new kind of war, war of religions and cultures. As someone said, people begin to ask, what do we mean by when we say, in God we trust, God bless America? Which God do we mean? A serious confusion even in the words of God, G-O-D-S, God, so to speak. Do we mean by God the Tien or Shen in Sino-cultural region, the Brahman in Hinduism, or Allah in Islam, and other equivalent terms in many different cultures? Recently I read somewhat unaccustomed question in a church publication, evidently trying to challenge Christians or even make us to think about it, saying, is the God the Jews and the Judaism, or for Judaism believe the true God? We try to explain and answer. Such a perplexing situation is increasingly evident, especially since the 9/11/01 event. We must be alert and watchful. The second psalm and other messianic psalms are giving us, I believe, a new meaning with mission implication. The new situation from within and without is the threat, I said the threat, to the very foundation of Christianity, the triune God, more specifically against Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only, the anointed King, the Messiah, the only Redeemer and Savior. Isn't that horrible? The true mission of God today is to proclaim the warning of the Lord and let the people open their eyes and ears and see who Jesus is and accept him as their Savior. Like the man who was born blind and opened his eyes by Jesus in Gospel of St. John, chapter 9, as we know, and discovered Jesus, not only he to be the special man, a great prophet, but more importantly, the Son of living God. He is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. May God grant us and others such a new sight and courage to witness Christ, the Savior, boldly and effectively. Amen.